accompanying him, Pastor Reverend Samuel Morshing, will lead the congregation in worship. The sermon theme is Eternal Wedding Feast. The sermon text is Matthew 22, 1 through 14. We take you now to the sanctuary of Peace Lutheran Church.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net.
Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There are a number of announcements that are on the whiteboard that I'd like to make sure that you were able to see or note. We have items coming up this week. Our Bible studies continue on this typical schedule that we've had recently, and we are also including this week on Tuesday, October 24th at 1 p.m., the trustees are scheduling a fall cleanup. A lot of the trees are getting bare, and the yard work needs to be done around the church. So if you have opportunity Tuesday at 1 p.m., please come help. Next Sunday, there are a number of activities going on. First of all, in our church service, we will be having a First Communion celebration for our 7th and 8th grade students, and we look forward to that. Then we will have our typical educational hour with Sunday school and Bible study, and then at 11:30, there's the Trunk or Treat in our Peace Center parking lot. So if you would like to be part of that, you certainly can come for a costume, dress your trunk, and be part of the wonderful activities. So those things are coming up. This morning, we have the wonderful privilege of gathering following our worship service for our quarterly meeting. And so we will look forward to conducting the business of the church following our service this morning. Service is the Divine Service Setting 3 that you find on page 184. Our opening hymn is numbered 828. I invite the congregation to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins. By your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. I invite you to join me speaking responsively the introit. The Lord is righteous in all he has done to us, for we have not obeyed his commandments.
Glorify your name, O Lord.
And deal with us according to your great mercy.
Praise the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple.
As your name, O God, so your grace reaches the ends of the earth.
Your right hand is filled with righteousness.
Let
the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is righteous in all he has done to us, in all he has done for us, for we have not obeyed his commandments. And deal with us according to your great mercy.
Thank you.
priest away the sin of the world. Receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God our Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Lord, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the congregation to please be seated.
Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, the first nine verses. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the gradual together.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing.
Our epistle lesson is St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
I invite the congregation to please stand as you are able as we continue. continue with the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had now no wedding garments, and he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.' This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite you to speak with me the Apostles' Creed as we confess our Christian faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."
The children to come forward for a message at this time. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. I am glad that you are here with us today and that we are able to be in worship together. We were hearing in that second reading, the epistle reading this morning from Ephesians, encouragement from the Apostle Paul. He says, "Be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart." How many of you go around your house singing at all? Or making little songs up? Do any of you do that? Well, I do around my house sometimes. And it's entertaining. But why do you think Paul wants you and me to have a heart that is a heart that will be filled with singing? When would you normally like to sing? What kind of mood would you be in?
Happy.
You're kind of happy, right? Yeah. And because of what Jesus has done for us, our hearts are filled with joy all the time, right? Yeah, because Jesus, he has saved you and me from all of our sins. When you were baptized, your sins are washed away. You became a child of God. You became a child of the Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How wonderful is that? Is there anything better than being God's child? Having no sin? No, there isn't anything better than that. And so that is what fills our hearts with joy. So that, yeah, we can go around our houses and singing songs, maybe even some silly songs about what's going on, right? Yeah. But we have hearts filled with joy, and we have that joy because of what Jesus has done for us. Because he saved us, we can have hearts that sing today and tomorrow and every day. Sometimes maybe we sing the songs we know, like Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And other times maybe we just sing a song that says, yeah, you know, I'm washing dishes and it's a lot of fun. I'm washing dishes, soon it'll be done. Do you guys ever sing something like that? No. Well, we could, because we have those things in our lives that God has given us, many blessings, and especially because even if we're doing things that we don't like, especially like maybe washing the dishes, we still know that Jesus has died for us, and because of him, we have everlasting life. And so we can be filled with joy and have our hearts sing all the time. Let us at this time join together with our fellow brothers and sisters that are joined here with today and say an echo prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you have created all that we know.
You have created all that we know.
And bless us every day.
And bless us every day.
Let our hearts be filled with joy.
Let our hearts be filled with joy.
And let there be singing upon our lips.
And let there be singing upon our lips.
Especially songs that praise Jesus.
Especially songs that praise Jesus.
In his name we pray.
In his name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this is the time where our congregation will sing our next hymn, hymn 514, and you are invited to go back to your seats. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our gospel lesson from Matthew chapter 22. When I was a child, and I think I was similar to most children I know, weddings were events that I certainly looked forward to attending. Any of you look forward to attending weddings, and especially as a child? You know, as a child, a wedding, well, there is that part in a church most typically where there is this wedding service, but then we get to the good things, at least you think so as a child, where you get to run around with all the other kids at the reception, at the celebration, have the food and some cake, and then there's dancing, and what a great time that is, right? We go and we celebrate, and who better to celebrate than children? They have such joy, they have such energy, and it's wonderful to be able to celebrate with them. Occasionally, though, I hear of a wedding where there are no children invited. How many of you have heard of a wedding in this manner, where there are no children, there are no nieces, no nephews potentially that are younger invited, or even like no cousins' children that, you know, maybe the older cousins have gotten married, and it's like void of children. And it's just, for me, that's quite odd and unusual. And I think I understand part of the purpose, and for me, that's not why we have our wedding celebrations. Wedding, yes, is about a man and woman coming together, but it's more than just the two of them. It's more than just their day. Certainly, it is about the gift of God that they are entering into. God's gift, yes, joins that man and the woman, and yet it's for not only the two of them, but it is for their families. It's for the community. It's a celebration because we see God's good gift of marriage at work. We see in marriage life continue to be given as children come from marriages. So it really isn't just about the man and the woman, and for children to be not present, it's like, what is going on? That's not what a wedding is about. It's not really about the man and the woman, but it's about what they are entering into, the blessings that they have. And that's why there's such a celebration, because this is God's good gift for the man and the woman, where now they have the other to help in this life and in this world. It's a celebration for all. But like I say, you hear about it and it just doesn't make any sense. Our gospel lesson connects a wedding parable that Jesus tells to the people, and for them it wouldn't have made any sense either. Kind of like an invitation, but no children. You know, what's going on? Jesus tells them this parable in speaking about the kingdom of heaven. He says it's compared to a wedding feast that the king is having for his son. The king, the most important person in the kingdom, is having a wedding feast. Where would you want to be on the day when the king is having a wedding feast? At the wedding feast that the king is hosting, or at home doing your own thing? Well, I think we can probably assume that You know, you go to the king's wedding feast. It's a lavish, extremely wonderful affair. You know, he puts on a wonderful meal and does the things that most other people cannot do because he is the king and he has that ability. It would be a wonderful time. And so, this king, he's invited those people to come to it, and he sent his servants out, and like you and I understand that, hey, we hear that a wedding's going to be happening, and we've already heard about it, but now it's the time, and now it's the day, so he sends his servants out back to those people that have been invited, saying, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered and everything is ready, so come to the wedding feast. So what should the people be doing? Those that are invited, what should they do? Especially to the king's wedding feast. What do you guys think? They should go to this wedding feast, right? It's going to be like none that else. It's kind of like when we try to tune into the marriages over in England of the princes, and it's a spectacle that we don't see. And it happens generally about once in a lifetime that we remember it. This wedding feast with the king is that spectacle that you don't want to miss out. And yet Jesus says of those that have been invited, but they paid no attention to the servants. No, they went off, one to his farm, another to his business, and then the rest they mistreat shamefully the servants, and then they even kill them. What is going on? That's not what should happen, is it? When the servants inform you that, hey, the wedding feast is ready, you should be like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to be on my way. I'm going to be there. I don't want to miss this. But no, that's not what I've got other things to do. I need to go to my farm and tend my animals. But the wedding feast, or I've got business matters that need to be attended to. Well, that's more important than what the king has invited you to? Well, no. And so I'm sure those who listen to Jesus telling this parable say, well, that's not what they do. Certainly they would have gone, and certainly they wouldn't mistreat the servants. And yet Jesus is speaking, as he says, a parable of heaven. And he's looking, as he tells us, to the people of Israel that God has chosen. He's invited them to know the way to the eternal wedding feast. He says to them, I will send you a Savior. He has promised that they will be a blessing to all the nations through the descendants of Abraham, the chosen people, the people of Israel. They have their special land that they have been blessed with. And yet, when it comes to their relationship with God, it's similar to what Jesus describes. Some of them, they go off to their own farm. Some others, they're doing their own business thing. And, well, when God would call them, well, they would mistreat his prophets and even kill some of them. And then it says the king was angry, and he sent his troops, destroyed those murders, and burned their cities. And, well, certainly God sent his people into exile through the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and then he did relent. He allowed them to return back to be his faithful people. And then he sends his son, Jesus Christ, the promised Savior. As Jesus is telling this parable, it is what you and I call Holy Week, how he's entered into the city of Jerusalem, and yet there are those that seek to put him to death. They do not want him to continue to preach and proclaim the good news about what is coming. And yet, here he is, Jesus, preaching and speaking this parable, knowing what will happen to him come the end of that week, where they will charge him of blaspheming. They will turn him over to Pilate, who will condemn him to death upon the cross. And he will be crucified, shedding his blood so that God's will might be done, so that the preparations to the eternal wedding feast would occur. For you and I, yes, we are invited to that wedding feast, but our invitation comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God has prepared and is preparing for you and for me and all of his creation a future that is going to be like none other, and we certainly do not want to miss out. We do not want to be caught up with the farm work or the business work or hear the good news and say, no, I'm not going. Rather, you and I who have heard the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are to go to that wedding feast, to be part of those who fill the banquet hall and who rejoice with God our Heavenly Father forever. For that is his desire for you, for me, and for all men and women, all children, boys and girls. He has created us, and he desires that we would be with him for all eternity. And he, yes, has prepared a wedding feast that you and I will attend, and it will be like none other. This is what Jesus came to earth to talk about with the people there. This is why God has recorded his words in the Bible, so that you and I would know what his will is, that he, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over heaven and earth, desires you to come to his everlasting wedding feast. And yes, he has made you ready in holy baptism. You are clothed in garments of white, the wedding garments necessary to dine with him for all eternity, as the book of Revelation speaks of those who are seen wearing robes of white. Who are these that wear the robes of white? It is those that have been washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. That is how you and I will enter into this eternal wedding feast, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into the world, who suffered, who was crucified, so that all sins would be paid for, so that you would be able to be dressed in the eternal wedding feast garments, the garments of white, because you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Celebrate today. Celebrate tomorrow. The wedding feast is on its way. And you, through Jesus, have been invited. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all of our understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation to please stand as we continue and sing the offertory.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
At this time, we collect our offerings. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. For the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Receive, O Lord, our praise and thanks for every good gift of your grace. Fill us with your Spirit that we might walk wisely and redeem the time you give us on this earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, preserve the invitation of your saving gospel among us, that many may come into your Son's eternal wedding feast. Protect and vindicate your servants who preach and teach your word. Guard their families from those who oppose their ministry and way of life. Open our eyes and ears to listen and see diligently your living and life-giving word. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we give you thanks for the institution of holy marriage and the myriad blessings of family. Grant that these gifts would be cherished and honored in our society and especially in the church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, give us bread that satisfies and everything needful, not only for our sakes, but graciously on account of Christ. Provide, we pray, for every need of body and soul, especially for Rick, Shirley, Glenn, Wayne, Linda, Sue, Jane, Pam, Tony, Colleen, and Lakita. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, clothe all who appear before your altar this day with the wedding garments of your righteousness, that they may be worthy guests. Nourish them with your Son's body and blood, that their faith may be strengthened through the forgiveness, life, and salvation you so freely bestow. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, you received the praise of harp and psalter in your temple of old. Bless the efforts of sacred musicians today to lead the praises of the ascended Lord among us to the edification of your church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Giver of every good and perfect gift, we confess that no one living is righteous before you. Mercifully grant us grace that we may stand before you on the day of judgment, clothed completely in the righteousness of Christ, and giving you endless thanks and praise. Lord, in your mercy, hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom as you teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord, thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. I invite you to be seated for closing hymn number 830.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, YOU.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 51 today. Under overcast skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 37. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 64 Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 55 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 51 today. Lows level off around 37 tonight. We should top off around 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 42.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New music on the way in this hour from the Reno family, Larry Cordell, the Tim Rabin Band, and a conversation with Chris Jones of the Night Drivers, all that and much, much more. Brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, news, upcoming events, radio airplay charts, and more. To keep up to date, log on to BluegrassToday.com. We're going to get it underway right now with a brand new single from Bronwyn Keith Hines. Here's Can't Live Without Love.